witchcraft or whatever, but it's true, and I really believe in it because I've seen it happen.
Mm-hmm.
About 20 some odd years ago, I used to have a neighbor, and they had a son, and
mm-hmm.
that son had a very good friend of his.
Mm-hmm.
And this boy's mother was always talking about the son's friend's little sister.
Mm-hmm.
And, oh, she's so cute, and you don't know her, she would ask me, and I'd say, no, I've never seen her. Oh, she's a very pretty little girl. The kid must have been about 3 years old, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
So one day I was over at her house, and another sister came and was dragging the little girl. She
mm-hmm.
had the little girl by the hand. And then this lady told me, this is the little girl I was telling you about. And I turned around and looked at her, and she just didn't inspire any attraction to me or anything, you know, because she was kind of homely looking.
Mm-hmm.
I just looked at her, you know, and I thought to myself, well, my goodness, she's made such an awful big thing about this
mm-hmm.
little girl, and she's not even pretty. And that was all.
Mm-hmm.
So they went home, and around midnight, this boy's sister
mm-hmm.
came knocking on my door and said that the little girl was very sick. And I said that she wanted me to go over to her house. And I said, well, what for? She said, because you gave the little girl the evil eye. And I said, why, I wasn't even attracted to the little girl. I said,
mm-hmm.
I didn't even like her because she's so homely. And she said, well, just to be on the safe side, she said,
mm-hmm.
don't be mean, let's go and see what can be done for the little girl. And the mother said that ever since she had gone back from that house, that the little girl started with a high temperature, and she
mm-hmm.
started to get sleepy, and she started throwing up, and she wouldn't eat, because she couldn't eat, and she had a high fever, and she was sleeping, you know, but she was restless at the same time, and the lady said, well, go ahead and touch her.
Mm-hmm.
So I did, you know, I went and touched her all over, and you won't believe this, but before I left, the little girl was well.
There was nothing they could have done, though, besides getting you to come to
Yes. There's, if you take an egg
mm-hmm.
and you start rubbing that person with that egg, and...
No,
uh-huh. just a hole as it is. And you start in a cross sign, see?
Mm-hmm.
And you start praying the creed, our Father's creed, or the...
How does that go?
I believe in God, the Holy Spirit, and
yeah.
Well,
mm-hmm.
that's a creed, you know, when you start
mm-hmm.
Rubbing the person with the
mm-hmm.
with an egg in the cross, you know, making
mm-hmm.
crosses and
on
the head, everywhere, all over,
uh-huh.
all over, and praying the creed, you know,
mm-hmm.
until you've gone through all of her body, you know,
mm-hmm.
her face and everything, or his face, whatever. And then you crack the egg in a glass full of water, or
mm-hmm.
half full of water. And there are times when in the egg yolk, you can
mm-hmm.
see an eye. In the egg yolk.